You're listening to WILL. I'm Chris Berube. Tuesday is one of the biggest days of the year for many music fans. It's the release date of David Bowie's first album in 10 years. Jeff Brandt is the owner of Exile on Main Street, the big record store in Champaign, and he's so excited by this Bowie news that he's declared Tuesday to be
David Bowie Day.
So what's going to happen at David Bowie Day?
We have a bunch of different local artists. It's going to start at 6 o'clock and go till probably 9, 9.30, depending on how close everybody sticks to the schedule.
Someone had told me that Mayor Dan Girard, the mayor of Champaign, might be playing.
That's true. Yeah, he's played here a couple of different times. This is his one of his current incarnations, the Self-Righteous Brothers.
So far, the new Bowie album has been getting a lot of rave notices from critics. The LA Times called it a musical feast, and the BBC has declared it bold and innovative. And Jeff, well, he likes it too.
I like it. It's a little melancholy. It's a little slower than some people might expect it to be, but it's another great record of his. Some people have probably mixed emotions about it just because it seems like some people aren't willing to follow some musicians that they loved when they were younger into their twilight years. He's still making the music he wants to make, so I'm willing to go down that road with him.
Here's the first single from the new Bowie record, Where Are We Now?
Had to get the train from Potsdamer Platz. You never knew that I could do that, just walking the day.
While a lot of fans love what they've heard so far, there is a little bit of dissent. For years, Jim DeRogatis was the music critic at the Chicago Sun-Times, and now he's a co-host of the public radio show Sound Opinions, where he talks about music with fellow Chicago critic Greg Kot. He says that while lots of people are thrilled that Bowie is making music that sounds like his old stuff, that's not necessarily a good thing.
I have problems with Bowie in general. I've called Bowie a B-level artist. And, you know, hey, to be certain, there are serious merits in being a B-level artist. But I've never been able to take Bowie seriously as the innovator that some critics hail, when in fact, I mean, what he always has been is a great popularizer. Going to different underground sounds and trends, whether it's, you know, the Davy Jones folk rock era or the glam rock era or the, you know, Berlin art rock era or, you know, Sonic Youth and the Pixies gets refiltered into Tin Machine. You know, Bowie takes sounds from the underground and he brings them into the mainstream. And sometimes he does this incredibly well. Certainly, you know, he's given us two or three dozen great songs over the course of a career, but I don't think he's an innovator. And my problem with this new album is that where we used to have Bowie imitating artist A, fill in the blank, A, B, C, D, E, F, Z, okay, we now have Bowie imitating other artists.
So what we're getting is kind of a refiltered version of Bowie, essentially.
It's not unlike, really, the way the Rolling Stones rewrite Satisfaction for the 400th time whenever they feel compelled to put a new album out for, you know, purposes of merchandising during their tour. You know, but everybody seems excited about it because they didn't think there would be a new Bowie record over the last decade. And yet, you know, he's done this before. He has gone back to the well before.
Now, it's interesting. It seems like you are out of step with a number of other critics, including your Sound Opinions co-host, Greg Kot. I have his album review for The Next Day in front of me right now. What he says is, this is the most consistent and rewarding work Bowie has done since Scary Monsters and Super Creeps in 1980. And what Greg and a lot of other critics have praised in this album is that it's kind of a back-to-basics approach for Bowie. So it's kind of a bind there. I mean, you don't want to be rehashing the exact same stuff that made you famous, but at the same time, a lot of fans want you to, you know, deliver exactly what they care about in an artist like David Bowie.
Well, see, that's the pressure. But that's especially problematic when, you know, the Thin White Duke could not possibly be more far removed from the character of the Berlin albums or the guy in Tin Machine. Who is the real David Bowie? I don't know. I've never been able to figure it out. You know, I love Rebel Rubble. Here's all the Bowie, in my opinion, that you need. You need Ziggy Stardust, you need the first Changes, and you need the three Berlin albums. And that's a fine Bowie collection, and don't sweat about the rest.
Isn't it kind of the classic rock conundrum when an artist like David Bowie comes out with a record after a long time? Like the old Neil Young question of, is it better to burn out or fade away?
Well, I think fade away. You know, I think it was noble of him 10 years ago to say, I got nothing else to say, thank you, good night. It's like we don't expect Michael Jordan to keep playing basketball anymore. It's interesting that you compared to Neil Young, because Young is such a crotchety old crank as a senior citizen, yet he still continues to challenge himself. You know, he never phones it in. He makes a record with Crazy Horse that actually is kind of disappointing, but then he makes a record covering She'll Be Coming Around the Mountain that's mind-blowing, both in the same year. You know, and he makes movies, and he explores new sounds, and he tries very hard not to play into expectations of what the Neil Young brand will deliver you. You know, the people who are just glad to have him back and want to say nice things about David Bowie, if we really put them on the spot and say, would you rather listen to The Next Day or Ziggy Stardust or The Next Day or Heroes or The Next Day, you know, it's like, well, of course, Heroes or Ziggy Stardust. It's like, okay, that's what I thought. You always have a certain amount of fondness or prejudice for a career artist, all right? You know, you've long ago come to terms in your head with David Bowie or you know, Bruce Springsteen or My Bloody Valentine. And then I think you have to set that aside and actually listen to the art in front of you.
Well, Jim DeRogatis, thank you so much for giving us some insight on it.
Yep, just one person's opinion. What do I know?
Jim DeRogatis is the co-host of the public radio show Sound Opinions, which airs on stations across the country. So what do you think? Are you going to be first in line at David Bowie Day, or is he overrated? Leave your thoughts on our website, will.illinois.edu. And